Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about a lean on the construction can lead to serious problems. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then give me a call at 817-733-3799 or go to our website and check it out at www.startractor.com. All right. Here we go on to the podcast. You take up a big project, complete the work on time, but forget to pay your contractors their dues, their money, their wages. This can lead you to some serious problem in the future. If you do not pay your contractor for their work, they have every right to place a lien on the construction project, and you will then find it difficult to completion your certification or have it certified with the state in the city, you know, to get the job done. More to this, banks will not entertain you when it comes to refinancing or for a matter of any sort of financial assistance. Banks do not get into projects that have issues. They want projects that whose titles are clear and no issues or whatsoever. It can cause several other issues to the constructor when it comes to selling apartments in a condominium which he or she has constructed their residential purpose. If the title on the property is not clear, then they will find it absolutely difficult to sell it to the public. The construction company has to ensure that he or she clears the dues or money of the contractors. Contractors should also ensure that the contractors are also being paid to the subcontractors, because if they're not paid, then they also adopt the same methodology and create issues for the company, because they can also put a lien. The subcontractors also can place a lien on the projects and can put a halt to the sale proceeds. It has been seen that liens are ideally placed as a last resort when the contractor does not see any other option to get their money, so they go for placing liens. Once a lien is placed on any construction project, it gets recorded and they go for the placing of the liens. Once a lien is placed on any construction project, it gets recorded in credit rating of the company. This means that the credit rating of the company has a hamper, which eventually affects the overall goodwill of that company. Construction companies do not want to play with their goodwill, and therefore they do not want to take any potential risk by not paying their creditors or contractors. A dip in their credit rating can also cause problems to when it comes to getting loans from banks. Construction companies with poor credit ratings do not easily get loans. If at any, they manage to get it from any financial institute, then the interest rate will be really, really high. This, in turn, will have a negative impact on your business, and they will never want such things to happen, therefore should not try everything to avoid getting a lien on their project. Pay your people that work underneath you, your contractors, your subcontractors. That's the easiest thing to do. There has been several incidents where construction companies have paid contractors, but they in turn have failed to pay other concerned parties to the project. This can be a big pain for the project owner, he or she may not know all the parties who are associated with the contract. And then all of a sudden you get to know someone has placed a lien as they are not being paid. However, you check your records and see that you have paid all the parties involved in transaction on time. You can file a complaint and state that you are clear in paying everybody and can disclose the records in front of the concerned authority. But this is an unquestionable, a big pain. And in order to avoid this, you should pick the contractors of a good replicable or reputation company. Again, do what's right. If you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.